The third annual Black Ice Pond Championship gets underway today. This event features 3 days of open-air hockey the way it all started back in 1883 in Concord on a frozen pond.
The uniqueness of the event is after each game, the players that just finished the game will kind of scrape the ice and get it cleaned up and ready for the next game that's being played. But the White Park Ice Crew, the city crew, will actually be taking care of the ice and flooding it and getting it as smooth as possible. And then in between games, they'll use their the heavy brush to sweep the heavy snow off the ice.
Where I grew up, this is what we did. We had pond hockey games, and this is how we all learned to play hockey. And the idea came up with for some way to create a fundraiser for Concord Youth Hockey and Concord Parks and Recs. And it just turned out to be a wonderful idea.
That was the scene earlier this week at Concord's White Park, as NHPR intern Heather Brown was watching preparations for this weekend's tournament. It got us thinking about the origins of the sport here in the Granite State. So we called up Jim Hayes, the executive director of New Hampshire Legends of Hockey, a nonprofit that works to preserve the history of the sport in New Hampshire.
Most people know and have heard, perhaps they've heard about St. Paul's being the key location. But 1883 is the date where the first official rules of hockey, really, were brought down from Canada and the masters there, the professors at St. Paul's wrote these rules. And so that's basically the first location in the United States that a game under these rules were written.
And how similar is the game today compared to the rules of 1883?
I believe, geez, way back, I mean, there was a lot of people on the ice. I think it might have started as 11, and it eventually went down to 7, and I think to 6.
Yeah, was it a sport primarily for students and you know, maybe the company mill teams back then?
Up north, you're talking about the mill teams, yes. And, of course, being so close to Canada, I'm sure it got down to there before it got down to here.
There are a lot of interesting team names, too. I was looking on the New Hampshire Legends of Hockey website, and, you know, you list a lot of different team names, like the Berlin Maroons?
The Maroons was the main team, and they did have a team called the Maple Leafs for just a couple years. Everybody down here knows the Montreal Canadiens as the NHL team in Montreal. However, originally they were called the Maroons out of Montreal playing in the NHL.
No kidding. Yeah.
And I think that's possibly part of the reason why this team was called the Maroons, I would think.
Yeah, among the team names, you see a lot, of course, the Maple Leafs or the Canadiens or you know, even Bruins. But, you know, there were the Concord Shamrocks, the Coachmen, the Manchester Beavers. I mean, there were all kinds of interesting names.
Yeah, there was. In fact, in part of this history, I can tell you, kind of the golden era in Concord was in the late 20s and to about the mid-30s. And there were three very powerful teams across the city right then. The first one that came into existence was the Concord Hockey Club. And that was their name, Concord Hockey Club. Nothing fancy for jerseys back then. Most of the time they were just plain jerseys. And these happen to be, the pictures I've seen are just dark jerseys. And there were rinks being built around that time period all over the city area. There were pretty nice rinks with boards, and some of them had lighting as well.
Having a lot of these teams during the winter, it sounds a lot like many towns and small cities had their own semi-pro baseball teams every summer, you know, and they would just kind of play around at each other, and they had their own regional leagues.
Right. Yeah, I would say so. I mean, they would drive all over, at least in the New England area, most of these teams. And, of course, all reaches of the state had hockey teams, and even towns that I never knew had a hockey team, had a town team. There were teams all over. If they had ponds, I guess they had teams, as long as their population was big enough. Yeah, hockey stretched from border to border, north to south, east to west. Keene and Dover had some of the first high school teams. I never knew that, as well as Portsmouth way back.
When did we start seeing a lot of girls' hockey teams? When did that really start to come to mind?
Interesting enough, in this research that I'm doing, it first mentions girls playing hockey in about 19, I think it was around 25, if I'm not mistaken. It was definitely in the 20s. And in the 30s, in fact, they had a three-team league, all girls. I think they did that for several years. So girls have played a bigger part than I certainly thought, and actually we have, I think, five now inducted into our State Hockey Hall of Fame.
Jim, thanks so much for talking with us.
Terrific.
Jim Hayes is the executive director of New Hampshire Legends of Hockey. He joined us to talk a little hockey history. You'll find more on the backstory of the game in the state and this weekend's Black Ice Pond Championship in Concord at our website, nhpr.org.